I'm with Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy. Mark, you'll be at the NFL annual meeting in Phoenix next week. What happens at an annual meeting?
Well, you know, it's I think it's a very important day or meeting for the league. It's the one time of year when we all come together. I mean, you've got owners there, head coaches, general managers. Most teams bring, you know, quite a bit of staff as well. So it's a chance to all come together. And we'll hear from every one of the league committees. We'll make a report. And it's really a chance to kind of reflect back on the past year, you know, kind of state of the NFL. But then I think what a lot of us really appreciate is, you know, from the league office, it's, you know, what are their main goals, their objectives for the upcoming year, kind of lay those out. And, you know, a big part of the annual meeting is also discussion about any potential rule changes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, and that's where the juice is.
Yeah, that's where the media focuses a little more than maybe the finance report or some of the other things.
You are a member of the competition committee.
Yeah.
So if you would, talk about these rules change proposals, especially the big one to which you alluded in your column in Packers.com, Murphy Takes Five.
Well, first of all, the process of the competition committee, you know, it's my fourth year now on the committee. It's really impressive. You know, in terms of we really study these things inside and out. We never make change just for change sake. You know, it's so often recently it's been, you know, to try to improve the health and safety of the game. You know, for this meeting, I think the big focus is going to be on instant replay. This is really going to be interesting. It's in some ways, it's all right. Are we taking advantage of all the technology that we have now? You know, we've got video cam. We've got much better HD video now. We've got more cameras. We have more angles available to see things. The argument is we should be taking advantage of that, and we should never have any wrong calls. And you know, I think the other side of it is, listen, you know, still, you know, it's a game played by humans, it's officiated by humans, and it's played at fast speed. So I think we're also cognizant of that. So it's going to be some interesting discussions. There's actually 13 different proposals relating to instant replay. You know, probably the broadest one would allow coaches to challenge any play. So whether a flag was called or not, you could throw a challenge flag to say, I think there was holding, or I think there was a penalty on that play.
Or challenge that you thought there was an offside.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
A quarterback could have thrown a touchdown pass on a play that did not include an offside flag.
Yeah.
And the opposing coach challenges it, and they rule that the left defensive end was offside.
Didn't have any impact on the play.
Right.
And
the touchdown is nullified.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you still only have the same number
of
challenges.
You're limited by the challenges. Yeah, we wouldn't add the challenges. And you know, one of the concerns, and you know this, Vic, I mean, this is going back for years, you want to make sure that you don't lengthen the game. I mean, the last thing we want, and we know the fans don't want, is to spend, you know, half an hour of a 3.5-hour game, you know, watching officials go back and forth under the hood and, you know, reviewing plays. So trying to really speed up the system. You know, I think the change we made a few years ago by making all scoring plays as well as all turnovers reviewable has been a good change. You know, I think you're really allowing the officials to review and the league office to review plays during dead time. You know, you usually have commercials after scores or turnovers. So I think that's really been helpful. In terms of, you know, some of the different replay proposals, I think the ones that will probably get the most serious considerations are ones that either relate to health and safety. You know, I think particularly hits on defenseless receivers. It's usually a very big play in the game. So I think there'll be some support for, you know, let's, you know, if this is going to help make the game safer as well as correct mistakes, there'll be some support for that. The other big play is, of course, in the NFL, you know, defensive pass interference could be a 50, 60-yard penalty. And the argument is that should be challengeable. You know, the difficulty with challenging or be able to review penalties is that they're really subjective in nature. You know, the instant replay, if you look back to its history and its roots, is really, really based on being able to review objective facts. You know, you crossed the goal line, 2 feet were in bounds, things like that. You know, whether or not a defensive back interfered is really, I think, a little more difficult to judge.
Let me ask you this question. I've got a challenge flag left, and my team needs to score on the last play of the game to tie or win the game, and my quarterback throws incomplete. There must have been holding in there somewhere,
throw
right?
Throw the flag.
Throw the flag, and now we're on a witch hunt to find holding.
Yeah, yeah. That's the issue. Is you don't want that to happen, and or it could be you won the game on a sweep around the right side at the end of the very end of the game, and you throw a flag and you say the left tackle was holding. Well, maybe he was holding, but it had absolutely no impact on the play. So that's something that I do think. You know, people are going to look at it and say, you know, we don't want to encourage that kind of a system where you have challenges like that.
With President and CEO Mark Murphy, I'm Vic Ketchman.